Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
119 first round games are set to be played, from the Chattanooga suburb of Fort Oglethorpe to the Atlantic Harbor town of Brunswick, from Seminole Lake to the Savannah River in Augusta. The playoffs have arrived. This season, 12 teams can win their first ever playoff game in program history, Coach. All nine defending champions can defend their title. Welcome back to the playoffs. How you feeling?
Yeah, man. First round playoffs. We're here. About half the team season's over, and about half of these teams will be over tonight.
Yes,
actually,
sir.
Exactly half. We'll be finished tonight. Moving forward, exciting time of year. Nervous time of year for a lot of people, but really exciting. I told you off the air, Garrett, I thought this week and next week were some of my favorite weeks to do this because of the excitement about the games, but there's still a lot of people involved.
Yeah.
A lot of people got a chance to do something that has never been done. Day-Day's going to be at a game at Locust Grove. They're trying to win their first ever playoff game. I was at two schools, Garrett. I was the coach of the first playoff game ever they won.
How about that?
Yeah, so I know that feeling. It's exciting to me. And then other places, this is just the beginning. They're trying to win five games.
Yeah.
They got to win the first one before they can get to that fourth and fifth game.
Let's talk about some of those teams right now, Coach, because we have some favorites going all the way down from 6A down to private school divisions that can win a state champion. Three of these teams are defending champions, so you go through the one seeds. And I'm going to ask you whether they will or will not win a title, and I want you to give me a challenger, and maybe we can discuss some of that.
Absolutely.
Well. What do you think?
That sounds like a great plan, Garrett. Let's
all right,
do it.
So let's start here. 6A. Grayson, a top-ranked team in the country, not just the state of Georgia, a top-ranked team in the country in 6A. What do you think?
Well, I'm coming down Main Street here early, Garrett. You threw me a hard one here.
Yeah, that's right there.
Early in the show. So I hope Grayson's already warming up tonight and they're not listening. Grayson, number one in the nation. And we're going to talk to High School Football America's Jeff Fisher later about that. So I have them not winning.
Wow. They're defending champions.
They're the defending champs, but last year they beat Carrollton in the state championship. They were the guy seeking out Carrollton. See, now they're the team that is hunted. Mm-hmm. They're number one. I've got the contenders winning.
Okay, which one?
Buford.
Okay, there are a lot of them.
I went out on a limb, but I got Buford. And the reason, Garrett, is Carrollton and Grayson could match up in a quarterfinal matchup. They're going to play a battle,
dude,
in the third round. One of them's going to be out. And then Buford has a little different path. And so Buford has been close, but they've never won the highest classification. You know that, Garrett?
That's
Buford's
true.
Never won the highest classification. They've won, I think, 9 or 10 state championships. They've never won the highest. They've been in the highest class now 3 or 4 years in a row. They've knocked on the door. Mm-hmm. I've got Buford, Coach Brian Appling, 6A state champs.
Yeah, I think you can go down through this list. I mean, Coach King out there in Carrollton's going to have something to say. Valdosta, that you talk about one of the most difficult regions in all of high school football. Region 1 in the state of Georgia at the highest level. Lord, those are 3-1 seeds, 1, 2, and 3, and then Richmond Hill is still a pretty solid team. They'd probably be a 2 seed in most regions, but not down in Region 1. They're a 4 seed. Lucky to make the playoffs at this point. But no, Valdosta, Colquitt County, you got some really talented teams down there. Lowndes, Really good squads. 6A's packed.
This 6A bracket is loaded. So you made me pick. I'm picking for fun. The truth is there's 7 or 8 of these teams that could make a run. There's probably 3, Buford, Carrollton, and Grayson, that are very similar that could all at the very top make a run. Nobody be surprised if any of those 3 won. You make me pick. I'm going with the slightly underdog Buford to number 1 in the nation, Grayson.
Yeah. I mean, and look, Buford's not really hurting in that regard either. I think they're also top 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Top 10.
Don't feel too sorry for them.
They also played a pretty nice football stadium there. I was able to go check that thing out. They got to pay for that thing. Maybe pay for it with some rings in the process. But let's go down to 5A. Langston Hughes is the 1 seed there. Who is your challenger, though? Do they win it?
I say no again.
Okay.
Langston Hughes,
you like the underdog.
Well, I like the field. How about that? Fair. I mean, and stay with me because I'll get some favorites. Will get chosen,
we'll
but I say Langston Hughes has got a great chance. By the way, but I'm gonna go Thomas County Central. I think Thomas County Central is the team to beat in 5A, and I'm giving Langston Hughes some motivation, some bulletin board material. Put it up, guys. Blame me and go try to take it from them. But if you're making me pick Garrett, I'm going to go Thomas County Central.
Yeah, and they've got one of those runs up here that I think should actually work out for them pretty nicely. I mean, Lee County and Sprayberry, those are 2 really good teams that they're going to have to face there in the second round. But after that, Gainesville, that'll be fun. I think that's going to be a great time. I mean, Gainesville and Langston Hughes is going to be pretty difficult.
Now, Langston Hughes playing for a while.
Yeah.
I've just said I've got Thomas County Central beating them.
Having been and seen them in person this year, at least one time, I think it was when they played Douglas County earlier in this – not I think. It's when they played Douglas County earlier in the season. That's a really good football team. That's a really, really dominant team, too. I think there anybody who plays him is going to have their work cut out for him. Who's a long shot in 5A that you're looking
at? Well, long shot for the state championship
is
Milton. Milton is
of course,
3 seed.
Reigning champions.
But they're a 3 seed.
Yeah.
They have their best 3 seed in the playoffs, all classes. They are the defending champs. The coach staff there does a great job getting teams ready for the playoffs. They're always peaking at the right time. I would expect them to make a run, and maybe they can play Langston Hughes or Thomas County Central and beat them in an upset game. I could see that happening. I think, you know, Roswell and Gainesville, Sequoia, these are teams that could make those kind of runs. But if you make me pick one dark horse in 5A, I'm going to say Milton.
Yeah, how about Roswell, by the way? Winners of the and up there at Region 7 in 5A. They've had a fantastic season. Now, that's a really good season they've had. All right, let's go down to 4A. Creekside is your number 1 team. Who's your challenger, and do they get this done?
See, now I'm with you, Garrett. I got Creekside.
Okay.
I'll give you some challengers.
There's plenty of challengers in 4A.
Because I think 4A may be the most competitive of who can win it. So if you look at it like this, Garrett, 6A, I told you there are 6 or 7 teams that have any chance of winning it, but there's really only 3 that we feel like one of these 3.
It's a weighted die.
Are pretty weighted, yeah. So when you get it, let's take that same formula into 5A and you get a comparable number. Mm-hmm. Take that same formula into 4A and the teams that really could win it is a little bit bigger. You know, you're looking at 6 or 7 teams probably that could really win it. So I like Benedictine and I like Marist as teams that could give Creekside a really hard time and get in the way. I've got Creekside winning it all, so I'm with you, Coach Dixon. Mm-hmm. But those are the teams I see in the way. North Oconee
is the one I was going to throw out there. Reigning champions.
Yeah, Cartersville. I mean, these guys are undefeated at Cartersville. Mm-hmm. Don't forget them. I mean, I feel like that is just a brutal bracket.
Who's a long shot?
You know, probably.
They're all long shots, actually.
I mean, if you really want to get out on a limb a little bit, maybe Kale. You know, Kale is really good. Central Carrollton are teams that maybe you're not thinking of in that top 6 or 7, but that have the talent to do it. But, you know, it's going to be hard to beat Creekside, Benedictine, maybe Marist.
Lots of well-coached teams there. Yeah, a lot of well-coached teams. Don't forget about Cambridge. Cambridge is also a team who I don't think they're going to win a state championship this year, but that's a team who's absolutely been moving in that direction, and they've just only continued to improve. Let's head down to 3A, Sandy Creek. They are your favored team, number 1. But how about Jefferson? That's another team that's also your power-rated number 1. So those are your favorites. Who are some challengers?
Yeah, remember 3A and below, you're talking about power rankings, so a little bit different bracket. So you're going to see the better teams actually not play as tough of games in the first round or 2, right?
Yeah.
And so
it's more of a historical classic,
bracket.
Yeah,
what
like
you
Walmart's
would see
Madness style.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Jefferson is the number one rated power ranking seed, but the number one team in AJC poll and some of that is Sandy Creek. I'm going to go with Sandy Creek for the state championship. Mm-hmm. I think they can do that. I think you're looking at Jefferson, obviously a contender. You're looking at, but I'm looking at like Calhoun. I'm looking at Peach County. Peach County, a 12 seed.
35 straight.
But they're the 12 seed. Now, remember, don't think of it as NCAA, 1 through 32, mm-hmm. and they're the 12. That's too low.
Yeah.
They're better than that.
That's like a four seed.
Yeah, they're higher than that. So I'm thinking I would not want to match up with Peach County. Mm-hmm. And maybe a long, long shot is, you know, North Hall, who came in undefeated, different in Calhoun, the defending champs, or teams that might can make a run. You don't want to play them if they get hot.
Calhoun's one of those teams, just a historic program, a program who's always going to be doing well and peaking right here when we get to the postseason. That's one of those types of teams, and especially when you get to these lower classifications where some of that history seems to really play in. Let's head on down to 2A. Carver-Columbus is your defending champion. They're the number one team, but the number one seed is Carver-Atlanta. That's your number one power-rated team. Who's your favorite? Who is your champion? And who is your challenger, Coach?
I like Carver. You know.
Yeah.
I like Carver. Either Carver-Columbus or Carver-Atlanta. I like Carver. And I like, you know, in this area, I like Rockmart. You know, they're the two. I really like Rockmart. And maybe if you're looking for a dark horse, mm-hmm. somebody you're not thinking of that can make a deep run, you know, I think – if you catch them at the right time, Hapeville Charter, maybe Appling, maybe Pierce, or teams that you may not be thinking about but can make a run.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that's going to be another competitive division there. When we go down to Single A Division One, Worth County is your favorite team, number one. The number one team in the AJC poll, number one power-rated team is actually Heard County. Coach, what you got?
Yeah, I've actually got Toombs County winning this, so I'm going to another team. I think Toombs is right there with Worth and Heard. It's not much of an upset pick. But Toombs is the defending champ. I think Toombs comes out of this, but I think you could see Worth. I could see Worth coming out of this. I could see, you know, Heard. But a dark horse team to maybe keep an eye on is, you know, Thomasville is the 13 seed that kind of struggled at times later in the year, but they're really good. Also, Rabun County, you know, teams that could come out of nowhere. But Lamar County, the 2 seed, is undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
Be interesting to see what they do.
And let's head on over to the private school divisions. The number one overall seed is Fellowship Christian, but Hebron Christian Academy, that's your defending champion, they are the number one seed in the AJC poll.
Yeah, I've got Hebron winning this. I think this is a, you know, Hebron's been the best team. It's going to be hard to beat them. If anybody can beat them, it's probably Fellowship. If you're making us pick somebody else, and then maybe Prince Ave. But Day-Day would, of course, want to say Whitfield Academy.
Doing? Hey, man, I just know my Lovett Lions need to go pull out a big win so they can actually go face off with Hebron. I think that's exactly what happened last year, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I mean, Lovett playing Trinity Christian.
And that was a tight game over there on the riverbank. Hopefully they can get it done again, but we shall see. We'll keep you up to date on all of that. Plus, we got a lot more to get into because there are a ton of high school football games kicking off across the state. We're about an hour away from those kicks, but we still have a lot of great conversations to go. Kurt Miller. We have big reclassifications in the state of Georgia. We're going to bring him in here, and he is going to help us understand what is going on. That, of course, is brought to you by Ingles Low Prices. Love the savings. We'll do that when we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Garrett Chapman filling in for Sam Crenshaw. Got Coach Chris Parker here as always. And let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Kurt Miller is going to join us there. He is the athletic director of Oconee County, but also with the reclassification committee, and 88 different schools with football teams are going to move up or down, Kurt. It is a massive undertaking that you guys go through, and you do it every 2 years now, or what? However often it is. Often is it?
It's every 2 years.
No, every two years. So walk us through this process. Kind of help us understand what all went into this.
Well, first of all, thank y'all for having me on. I know it's a big night in Georgia with the first round of state playoffs, and everybody's excited. Everybody's traveling. I know we just made a 3.5-hour ride up to Northwest Whitfield, so we're excited for our game tonight. But basically what happens is every 2 years, all of the schools send their FTE number into the state of Georgia to the DOE. And then once they send that number back, we classify all the schools according to that number and their out-of-district number, and then which the out-of-district students are counted three times, and then it's ranked highest to lowest, and then we take the top 13% of the schools, and that would be your highest classification, and then we take the bottom 12%, and that's your lowest classification. And the reason we do that is to have guardrails in place for those smaller schools, and then guardrails for those upper 6A classes or schools, just so they're not those smaller numbers, your 2100s or in that area, aren't looped in with those 3000 enrollment, 2800 enrollment students. So that's why you have the two different numbers at 7A and single A. And then everybody in between 6A through 2A is 15%. And that's where you get your 100%. So that's how you break down how we do the classification. And according to Dr. Scott, when I spoke to him, when they did that, you're looking at 14.9 in all of the classifications, 6 through 2. And then, right at 12% for one, and then right at 13.1% for the seventh classification. So, in my opinion, they nailed the percentages.
Yeah, Kurt, good to have you on, my man. My question is easy. Are you tired of talking about this? You ready to talk about football?
Man, you know what, though? It is. We have been talking about it a lot. This is the second time talking to you this week, and I thoroughly enjoy it. But I think the more we can talk about it and get out the actual process and how things are done, I actually think it's better. And I've enjoyed doing that. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback, just through text messages or Twitter or whatever, of people, really kind of enjoying how how the whole process works, because a lot of people don't know, and there's a lot of misinformation on social media out there, and you know, the rumor mill in the coaches' offices and all that stuff. So it's been enjoyable to, you know, just to get some of the correct information out.
Yeah, and Kurt's been very easy to work with, Garrett. It's sometimes the guys that run these committees, so he's over this committee, they're putting people in, you know, they're hearing appeals for people to go up and down. They're hearing appeals for doing different, you know, those people sometimes hide, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to come. Kurt's actually seeking out opportunities to talk about this. And, man, I commend you for that. But I asked you this already, but I'm going to ask you again on this air. What's something you wish people knew about this that they don't always know? What's a misconception you wish more people understood about this process?
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the things is they think the reclass committee is the one that assigns the regions. And, you know, that was the case before I took over the chair's as chair of the committee, and we let the state office does that for us. And so as we're hearing appeals this past Monday, Don Core's working diligently over to the side, making sure he's sliding schools either up or down wherever they went and making sure the regions are balanced. And then the other thing would be the, you know, some people look at the regions that were put out and they wonder, how in the world does DHSA have a map? Like how did they put that school with this school? And when you're trying to balance it with geographically, you also have to make sure the regions are balanced, most especially with us doing power rankings. So you don't want one region, let's just say region 7, loaded with 11 teams, but you got region 8 with 5. If there's a way to slide some of those region 7 teams over to 8, and now they're balanced, so now they can go have equal number of pickup games or non-region games so they can help their power rankings the better. And that's what they try to do when they're doing that. So if you see a school that you're like, well, how in the world did they end up in that region? They try to balance them at the same time, make them geographically make sense. So those are really the two things I would say.
And, Kurt, I'm looking at here at 7A. It's Camden County, Colquitt County, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, and Valdosta. And I just say good luck to anybody in that one. That's going to be a crazy one up there in 7A, but I think those guys wouldn't want to have it any other way. Just in general, Kurt Miller joining us here. We're discussing the reclassification of the state of Georgia here with GHSA. He is, of course, the athletic director of Oconee County, and he is in charge of this committee. But as far as I know, the last time we had you on here, Kurt, we talked a little bit about the power rating system, and that's kind of where I was going with that. When I'm looking at that region, it's not exactly the same way as it has been in the past. Kind of walk us through what this power rating system is going to be and why it's going to be so important to understand what it is, and then most importantly, have it here now that we're in this new era of football here in the state of Georgia.
Right. So there's been a growing appetite for power ratings in this state from all classifications. For this current cycle that we're in year two, the appetite was, all right, let's look at doing power ratings, but let's look at keeping the top four from every region because that's what we've traditionally done in this state. And, you know, just like everybody, we thought it was a great idea. And once we got through fall seasons of last year, we realized that when you guarantee spots, depending on where they finished in their region, now the top left quadrant of the state tournament bracket is going to be brutal. Because now you've got your number 1-2 seed up there when traditionally I think they're somewhere else in the bracket. But now they're a 1 seed. And now you've got some other schools moving up, but the potential that we've seen in a lot of sports for the regions to face off, especially strong regions face off early in that top left quadrant, has happened. And so the committees realized that. The whole state executive committee realized that. So that's when we had the discussion of going the full 1-32. This time all classes are doing it. And the larger schools were really excited about it because, you know, you got to think about it. You've got a lot of schools that play each other every single year. And in the playoffs, on those predetermined brackets, they already know where they're going. Well, now there's a little bit of excitement because with 1-32, they don't know where they're going. And that's how we feel in all the other classifications as well. The one caveat to the power rankings for the next 2 years is going to be we are going to honor the region champions, and if any of them fall outside the top 16, which would be the top 16 always host a game, we're going to slide them up to 16 and bump everybody down one. So we really do think that winning a region championship is important, and so they're going to get to at least host a home game if they're outside the top 8. And so we think that's important, and we're excited to see where that goes. Now, as far as the ranking itself and the formula, We do have the PSR right now. We're working through GHSA. I will say that Todd Holcomb and Lauren Maxwell, they put out an article last week in the Georgia High School Football Daily, and I think two or three days prior to that article, I'd spoken to Todd Holcomb and wanted to understand a little bit more about their rating system. You know, does it take in previous years? Does it take in, you know, things that are outside of the control of football teams or teams this year? And they've got a formula that they think is very rigorous. It just dives deep into everybody's schedules. And so we've had a couple committee members talk to Lauren Maxwell today. I think I'm going to try to get him over the weekend. I sent some information to the reclass committee. So we have not nailed down the exact formula. All we want to do is make sure we get it right. We're not married to PSR. We're not married to the Lauren Maxwell rating, but we are married to finding out what rating system is best and what's going to be best for our student-athletes and teams and the membership in Georgia. And so, you know, that's all I can really say about it. I'm excited about learning about this other system. I think a lot of the coaches like it. But at the end of the day, we just need to dive into it and see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, Garrett. But that's next year. Let's talk about this year. And Oconee is traveled all the way to Tunnel Hill, Georgia. You know where Tunnel Hill, Georgia is, Garrett?
It's a long way away.
I've been there many times.
Yeah. So it's probably a long way away.
Yeah, so it's a long way away. It used to be in our region. I was fortunate to play Northwest Whitfield many times, and they got the best of me a couple times, Kurt, but they did not the last time I was on that field tonight. So that you're going to be on tonight, I mean. So how's Oconee looking tonight?
Man, we're excited. Our guys have been playing well. Our coaches have been getting after it, and towards the end of the season, I know that we dropped one to Monroe Area and Jefferson, but those are two really good teams.
Yeah.
And we had a chance at the end of the Jefferson game to win it. But our guys are playing well. We're running the ball well. We've got a passing attack, and it's not too cold up here. So I like our chances tonight. And, you know, I think we face the winner of the West Lawrence game next week. But hopefully the Warriors will come out and get started early, and we'll have a nice long ride home.
Yeah. Well, is it two well-coached teams, Garrett?
Sure.
Northwest Whitfield's got a good coach, Josh Robinson. They do a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
Oconee does a really good job. I actually like the winner of this game to make a little run.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not going to jinx Kurt and pick anybody.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say
that's kind of dangerous.
I don't want to jinx him, but I think if they win,
Coach Parker
I see
had a good
making
run
a
there.
Run.
Coach Parker had a good run there, but it has not been all that great here since.
Yeah.
I don't know, since he started bragging about it, Kurt.
Well, we've looked at them on film a little bit, and they've got their quarterback's going to App State, and he's a special player, and they've got some good players, and you know we do too. But it ought to be a really good 3A game, and I expect this stadium to be packed. They've got a girls' basketball game going on right now, so I would imagine all those Bruin fans will be coming into the stadium here shortly.
Hey, well, as a proud Georgia Southern alumni, that puts me firmly on the side of you guys. So let's see what we can do with that one. Oconee County, Kurt Miller. Joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Final one here for you. We brought you in. We had you do a pick last time, so I kind of want to put you on the spot here and make you do a pick here.
No 3A picks. Make you
no
make
3A
a
picks.
Make like a big class pick.
Yeah, let's say, like, what do we do? So Westlake and West Forsyth, I think, is the one that we're going to be picking up here at the highest classification, just off the top of my head. But what do you think about that one, Kurt? Who do you have on that one?
Westlake or West Forsyth? I'm going to be honest with you.
Flip a coin, Kurt, and you wouldn't be any worse off than my picks lately. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll go with my guy, Brett Phipps at West Forsyth, the AD up there. I'll ride with him.
All right. Well, that works for me. Kurt, really appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Kurt.
Go Warriors.
Awesome. So that is Kurt Miller. He is with the reclassifications of GHSA.
Are we making picks next?
Yeah, we'll make picks next. We're going to make picks.
You know, Oren's with us. Oren,
yeah,
do you make picks? Because Dom makes picks sometimes.
Well, he's a Macaulay grad.
I don't know if, like, Oren, do you have, like, a team in high school that we have to give you a hard time about? Or?
I mean, like Garrett just said, my alma mater, Macaulay up in Chattanooga.
Well, that's not even fair because them jokers beat everybody.
Yeah, except Baylor,
except
the rival
Baylor
school.
This year.
Yeah, Baylor.
But it's not the playoffs yet. That's the
thing. It is the playoffs, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm saying, no, but
they'll play against, they're on the same side of the bracket this year, so they'll meet in the semifinals if both of them win tonight.
Yeah, so Oren's team's going to win a lot.
Yeah, they're going to win.
They've been winning, what, 5 state championships in the past, like, 8 years?
Yeah, they're really good.
Since they changed those rules up there in Tennessee.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they can play football really, really well.
Yeah, the Canadians kind of make a nice
exactly.
little pipeline down that way. Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, because both my brothers went to Macaulay, too. That's how I know it. They tell me all the time, they're like, why can't your team do it? I'm like, well, because my team doesn't recruit the entire country of Canada. to come down and come do their thing for them. But no, we do you have a team like where you grew up here in like the Atlanta area?
So this is gonna sound cheesy. I guess I'm a private school kid. Okay. I went to school over in Lithonia, but all of my friends either went to, and I kid you not, all my classmates either went to St. Pius, Marist, or Westminster. So I grew up sort of going to a whole bunch of St. Pius events and a couple of Marist events.
Okay.
Today
too.
St. Pius coach changed.
Just don't
this
pick
week.
Westminster. That's all. Yeah.
St. Pius coach resigned this week. They're getting new coach at Pius. But
I didn't see that.
For the playoffs, Orin, just go Marist.
Just say Marist.
Better. Yeah. Go Marist.
Go Marist. Yes. Coach Chapman, yes. Yeah.
Coach Chadwick does a lot of great stuff over there. He does a great job. Big thank you to Kurt Miller for joining us here, the athletic director of Oconee County. When we get back, we got to jump to our opening drive, and we got a lot to get to because we have reporters all over the state of Georgia. That's what it seems like. 60 to 90 minutes away, that's what they're going all over. We're getting some gas raids here. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about where they're going when we get back. That's the High School Scoreboard Show right here, Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get on the game. Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got Carl Dukes jumping in. He really wants to be a part of the show, but... Hey, man. It's Gary Schaap and Chris Parker here in the Kia Studios. This, of course, is the opening drive brought to you by the Baron Burton's W Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder. Visit thewsauce.com to learn more. Coach, first round of the playoffs. You got lots of travel. You got probably a lot of nerves. We talked in the opening segment about how there's some teams who are going for their first ever playoff win in program history. And, of course, Every team is different. You don't wear the weight of everybody, every other team who's come before you. But mentally, there's a bit of a hurdle there. How do you get over that if you're a coach?
Well, it's really a balance, like a lot of things in life, and leadership is a balance. So you want to have a balance of making it a regular week, just the same old stuff we've been doing all year. We're in the 15th, 16th week. We've been doing this in a row since the 1st of August. Let's just have a regular week. Let's peak this week. But there has to be an element of an urgency of, you know, if a few mistakes from a few of us on the team ends the season for everybody.
Yeah.
So there does have to be some urgency. That does have to be in your mind, but it can't consume you.
Yeah.
It can't paralyze you, you know, mentally. It can't make it where you can't succeed. You got to stay focused on productivity and peaking at the right time and getting the guys. And so I think coaching plays more of a factor in these toss-up games than ever. Now, if we took my Pickens team from today, we play Buford, it's not going to matter how much we coach them up.
That's not fair.
No, because the better team, and there's going to be some of those games tonight.
That's
life. In playoff football, some of these teams that's are just life. Better than the other.
Yeah.
But in the games where it's close, you know, the competition's close, mm-hmm. you are going to see the people who manage that balance better are going to play better tonight. And so you're trying to manage travel, you're managing expectations, you're managing history, mm-hmm. you know, you're managing all those things. And there is an element of, you know, seniors. A lot of times win or lose these games. Seniors, you know, are playing what could possibly be their last football game tonight.
It's an emotional thing.
Yeah, it can be. So even at Grayson, even at Buford, even at places where, you know, you think surely they're going to play for several more weeks, there is no guarantee they could lose tonight.
Look at Gainesville last year.
Gainesville lost to Sequoia
last year.
So those seniors got on the bus.
Expecting to be coming back.
Expecting to come back with a win.
And be watching film the next morning.
And their season was over.
Over. Careers. There, sometimes
that weighs on you. You mm-hmm. can't let it put you in fear, though. The champion teams use that as motivation to stay serious, to stay focused, to have the best week of the season we've ever had and the best game we've had all year right here tonight. And that's what there's some variation of that speech being given every right now all across the state. 45 minutes to kick off. Mm-hmm. That's the message you're trying to give to the team that they've been giving them all week.
119 different teams are going to be kicking off here. Between yesterday and today across the state of Georgia, lots of playoff teams. It's going to be cut in half.
How is it 119?
It was 119 games, whatever the number was.
I say it's got to be 119 games. Not
119 games.
I thought you said 119. I was like, it can't be an odd number of teams. Yeah. That'd be like, I want to play that game where we play ourselves. Because I could probably
be one
win
of those
that
private
one.
Schools who has the bye week.
Yeah, I could win that one.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Me versus nobody. I might have a hard time. But one unique thing that Georgia high school football did this year is you have the bye week heading into the playoffs. So, kind of threw a wrench into some people's schedules.
Gave some people
teams
some
teams had double bye weeks.
Yeah,
I don't
some
know
people
if that's
already
a good thing.
No, it's not. The double bye week's not.
Yeah.
It's debatable whether the one bye week's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of the bye week. I made that clear last week. But it happened. It's over. So, now you got a little bit of time. Everybody should have been prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should have plenty of chance to realize who they're going to play. Everybody should have plenty of time to rest, get their team motivated. But managing that rest and that bye and the rust that comes with that, that's one more thing that you're managing this time of year.
Yeah, yeah. It's just one of those things that you have to do. One of those things you have to do as a head coach and as a player who's trying to go win a state championship. Well, we have a final at one game at
a
least.
A final?
Yeah.
It's 6:30.
Eric Slaughter was out at the early game. He caught up with North Cobb Christian, I believe. So let's go check that one out.
Sports Radio 929 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter coming to you live from Kings Ridge High School, where this first round of the GHSA private playoffs have gone final. And the Tigers advanced to round two by a final score of 32-28. Joined now by head coach Zach Slaney and my player of the game, senior running back Austin Dry. First off, coach, great poise in the second half. You had a sequence where you had a touchdown, a turnover, and three plays later you got back in the end zone that really changed the momentum of this game. Talk about how keeping your boys focused kept them in this.
Well, it's nothing about me. I mean, the boys have fight. We've been saying all week this is going to be a battle from the very get-go, right? And so the boys have been fighting all season. They've been fighting for 2 years, putting in the work since January 2024 to put in the work for days like this and opportunities when those times hit. We talked about before the game about how there was going to be a hell of an opportunity today, and how they would need to make the most of it and just earn it a play at a time fighting for their brothers. So it's all on them, and they stayed together. They kept as one unit and just pushed through and made it happen. So
Coach, your game plan was steady. You gave the ball to your guys consistently. You got big yardage all the time, but you were still down in the fourth quarter. What was your message to the guys? If you kept going, we were going to win this game.
I mean, it's just one play at a time, right? You can't make up two possession games in one play, right? So we're just talking, fighting, winning that next play, fighting for that brotherhood. We had a lot of guys that were getting banged up going in and out of game today, and they were fighting through a lot of pain and injury to make things happen for each other. You know, if you're just playing for yourself, it's easy to quit at those moments. When you're playing for your teammates and your brothers, you're not going to give up on them, and they knew they wouldn't give up on each other on that. So that's just how it works.
All right, Coach, you got a long drive coming up next week.
Yep.
You got a team that's had 3 weeks off. Talk about your opponent next round. They've got a lot of experience. Yep. How do you get focused for them?
So Calvary Day is a great program. They've had this thing rolling for a while now. We're excited to attack tomorrow with that opportunity. We've been focused on North Cobb Christian, again, taking it a day at a time. So we're going to put in that work starting on Sunday with the film breakdown and everything, with Monday and kind of going into it with the guys. And we're excited just for the opportunity to go down there and show people what Kings Ridge football is all about.
My player of the game, Coach, Austin Dry. You called his number. He finally got it going. He got some speed for a big fella.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the confidence in him.
Oh, I mean, you know, again, he's been a guy since before I even got here. It was clear that he's the guy that this team kind of rides, and he's the workhorse, like you said. He's the guy that we hang our hat on, that we know he's going to get us 4, 5, 70 yards when we need it. You know, he fights like heck every single day in practice and in the games, and he puts in the work, and he's earned every bit of success that he's had the last couple of years. So I'm excited for him.
Coach, congratulations. I'm going to talk to Austin, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Player of the game, Austin Dry, senior running back. First off, man. You got a little fan base here. Talk about that 64-yarder right up the middle. You had two guys behind you. You didn't look back. You knew you could outrun them, didn't you?
I mean, it starts with the line. The line gave a pretty good hole for me to run through.
Big line,
right as I saw that hole, man, I hit that thing and I was gone, man. It starts with the line, though, and I want to give all the credit to the line, man. It wasn't even really me. That you could have ran a truck through that hole.
All right. One more. You had a short one at this side of the end zone. That was the one that got you guys really back in this. Talk about the player up the middle here on the short side of the field.
You know, it was a shorter run, but I think kind of after that last run, we got the momentum to, you know, make another big play. Made another big play right when we needed it. And once again, the line gave me a perfect opening to make that play. And then the safety overbit me. So it was a perfect cutback and perfect play.
All right, you're a senior. You're a leader.
Yes, sir.
How do you keep them focused? You got a long ride. You got a big opponent next week. How do you keep them focused?
You know, it starts in practice. Starts in the weight room, too. You know, every rep matters. It starts with really just, I once again, I can't give enough credit to the line, D-line, defense, offense. You know, it starts with really everyone. It's not just me. It's not just the coaches. It's really a team here. And I think over the past few years, we've really built a big community. And I think that has led to our success majorly.
All right. Once again, your final. Kings Ridge advances 32-28. Give me some noise, guys.
Yeah! Big thank you there to Eric Slaughter. What a game that was. He always draws a crowd.
Kings Ridge. Coach Laney.
Good for them.
8-3 on the year now. Making the second round of the playoffs, second year in a row. Tied the school record with 8 wins. It's okay to say a hell of an opportunity, Coach.
Hell of an opportunity.
It's okay. You can say it. Okay. When you get in the playoffs and get that win,
it can be,
man,
emotional. You can do whatever you want.
It's
there.
What makes these games great, Garrett, is just the depth of what they mean to some people. You know, winning at Buford tonight will be nice. It's part of a path. But for some of these people, like Kings Ridge, that's only the second playoff win ever.
Wow.
You know, it's tied the school record. You know, we've got so many opportunities to do something really special in the playoffs that don't happen at some of these places that don't always win. And it's really special when you get that opportunity.
Yeah, we're about 10 minutes away from talking to another coach who just got his first win in program history in the playoffs. That's Melvin Brown, Miller Grove head coach. We'll be talking to him at 7 o'clock. But right now, we got to head back out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Charlie Farmer. Cast Sports Network. He's going to join us out here to kind of give us a preview of what we can expect for this one. Charlie, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, guys. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, man, it's playoff football. Can't be better than that.
Hey, beautiful night, Cass. This is the first time in 42 years that Cass will be hosting a state playoff game. And so the stands are filling up quickly. They've got terrible towels out tonight. And, you know, just we're excited about the atmosphere here and want to take care of business tonight and just, you know, get a win for the home team.
What's a key to a win there for Cass?
I think that if we could just ball control, Brody has thrown for about around 1,900 yards this year, and he's been very cautious. He don't really, instead of trying to force things in, he'll throw it away. and you know, leave the Colonels with opportunities to really do that. I think if we can keep the turnovers to a minimum, and then just, you know, defense just do what they've been doing the last couple of weeks, and just keeping, you know, keeping their nose in there, and just not giving up the big plays.
Yeah,
clean football.
So it's Mays. What do we know about Mays?
Well, this is the third time we've played Mays in the playoffs. Yeah. First two times was down there at their place, and we split with them. First year, it was a close one, but they beat us. And then the second time we played them, we were able to get the win and then went on to beat Jefferson the week after. So, you know, this is something that we've familiar with them in the playoffs. This will be the third time. And, you know, we're going to try to go ahead and get that win tonight over a good, a well-coached Mays team.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. 42 years, Garrett. Charlie said 42 years. Listen, I got news for you, Charlie. I'm the only person standing around right now that's made it 42 years in here, okay? So
yes,
I was
sir.
There. I was there the last time Cass had one, but nobody else in here was. But
I hear you.
Hey, well, listen, look, you guys
enjoy
it. If
we can get this one this week, if we can get this one this week, next week you can go on the road with me down to wherever we go. If we have to go to Benedictine or if we get the host here, you can come up here and get in the box with me.
I might do that. Now, Benedictine, I don't know if I can do that, Charlie. I don't travel much. But Cass is not too far from my house. I can make it there.
All right, man. Well, look, y'all be blessed. I'll give you a call after the game.
Fantastic.
Thanks,
Thank you so much, Charlie. All right, when we get back, we got to go head up to go talk to a head coach. You just got a very important win. We'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show, 1 hour down here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.